And welcome back to One Winning Drive. Cadre Ismail with us with today's Q&A segment. And Q, as we said, Ravens still alive in the playoff hunt. What is John Harbaugh and his coaching staff looking to build on coming off of the loss on Sunday?
I think the key word is build on. You're still in the playoff hunt. You're still a relevant team. This is not a bad football team. And when I watched the tape and, you know, kind of examined what were the good things that they did successfully, it was running the football for the first time and running it successfully. When you look at the tape, it's a three wide receiver package. It's a personnel grouping that we call 11, which is going to put in a nickel defense. Mel Tucker, he's saying to himself, look, I'm not going to allow you to do your strength, which is throw the football on us. But at the same time, with the zone block scheme and all that, it amounted to a big play, big time run. Major Wright literally gets Ray Rice by the hair of his chinny chin chin, or else he would have scored on that play. Let's take a look at the blocking. That zone block scheme worked to perfection. We're talking a hat on a hat on a hat. The theory of expanding angles. Look how huge this hole is. Now Ray Rice has an opportunity to see the hole and be able to explode right through it, but it is the offensive lineman working in concert with the running back that allows for this play to happen. You got 11 personnel package, puts in a nickel defense, and even though the nickel guy tries to go in and cause confusion, couldn't happen because of the execution.
And that sets up a Ray Rice touchdown.
Absolutely. Now, here's again, you're talking big beef. Jumbo personnel. This is when you get extra linemen in. This is a little short motion, but watch the juggernaut come around a corner. Watch an AQ Shipley. Mel Tucker, defensive coordinator for the Bears, must be kicking himself. Look at the weight distribution. That's a big weight distribution. And just talking about an easy walking touchdown. Woo!
Watch number 44, Vontae Lee.
The juggernaut. Oh. Blowing guys back off the ball. Tim Jennings is saying to himself, what just happened? They got out-muscled. If you're Jim Caldwell, the offensive coordinator, you're feeling pretty good about yourself as far as how the game unfolded and how you can build upon it for next time.
And building upon it meant setting up the run through the pass later on, right?
And this is critical because just because you're in a scenario where you're seeing a lot of cover two, that doesn't mean you can't throw against it. This is a great pass. Nice grab by Tandon Dawes for 16 yards. This is critical because the protection was sound, but he put it in a spot where his receiver is going to make the grab. You're talking Fry, the cornerback. Fry was sitting there, and he's saying to himself, man, I thought I was in the perfect defense. But again, it pays dividends later when you're sitting there having to run the football.
And that set up this long drive at the end of the game, 15 plays, and it sets up a good run from Ray Rice. Huh?
Absolutely. In the red zone. Again, that nickel personnel against your 11 package. Watch the corner on Tandon. This is called hesitation. That little bit of a hesitation, because he beat me on a pass early in the game. Now it comes back to haunt him. Six man in the box. Look at the hat on a hat on a hat. But now look at the physicality. Geno Gronkowski, Marshall Yanda, pancake and cone. You're talking Ray Rice having an easy time running up the middle because of the hat on a hat blocking, because of the physicality of the offensive line. There's a lot of good things to take away from this tape. Yeah, you missed an opportunity to win the game, but at no point in time should you be hanging your hat.
Yeah, but best case scenario in that situation was to score a touchdown, but the drive in the weather conditions to force the game-tying field goal was pretty spectacular.
Yeah, special teams comes into play, and you got to give Dr. Pepper, a.k.a. Justin Tucker, some love, because we're talking about a guy with the field conditions the way they were to be able to be clutch with his kick. That should have been a penalty right there. I don't know why it wasn't. However, again, offense showed up in key moments. They got to be more consistent. Don't get me wrong, but there's things to grow upon, and you're talking about having a clutch kicker in bad weather. You got three home games coming up. Let's make the best of it.
And the first is against the New York Jets. Rex Ryan, Ed Reed, and the Jets come to Baltimore. Q, we'll break it down when we come back. Stick around.